It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 511. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello there.
Ooh. Original podcast rules, when an episode ends at 11, we're supposed to get drunk.
I have got a beer for the first time in months.
I've got a sugar-free apple tango. Hold on, let's crack this bad boy open. Oh, there we go. Sugar-free apple tango.
I have an alcohol-free Bud Zero.
We're rubbish at getting drunk now, aren't we?
I've got Vimto.
Well, there you go. We're all drinking, which I think is what I said we had to do. So that's good. Congratulations, everybody. Are we all wonderfully excited to be doing the podcast this week? Are we all wonderful?
Sure.
Oh, blimey. Yeah. Pab is all excited.
Good. Why not?
Yeah, you've not been that up for it for months. What's just happened? Pab's ready.
I don't know.
I'm not complaining. I love it. I love the enthusiasm.
Get
amazing.
Some Vimto in him and every, you know, the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Me and Anna went to space today.
Oh.
Space?
Yep.
Bring any cheese back?
I brought ice cream back. Or astronaut ice cream, anyway. Astronaut ice cream. Space food. Cost me $4.99 for a bag of astronaut food ice cream, which I don't know what it is. I haven't opened it. I'm going to take it to Tenerife. I just figure it'll be fun to sit there by the pool while everyone else is eating real ice cream and just sit there and eat astronaut ice cream and just see if anyone reacts to it. That will amuse me. So that's what I've spent £5 on.
If anyone does, can you try and deadpan say, oh, since I touched back down on Earth, I haven't been able to eat anything else. I love it. I just can't get enough of the stuff. And just create this illusion that you're... Kevin,
I'm more likely to say, oh, it's from the other ice cream guy on the other side there. That way. Just send them on a wild goose chase.
Don't forget to take your towel with you and leave this chair unattended so I can steal it.
Very wise. We don't need to steal towels. Steal chairs, even. We're definitely not going to steal towels. We don't steal chairs. We're civilized people. And we get up early, so I don't think it'll be an issue.
Gross.
Don't like the sun. I hate the sun.
If I see the AM when I paid money to be somewhere, that's disgusting.
You're missing out on half your holiday, you madman.
No, because I stay up all night, don't I?
Well, that's ridiculous.
He does, you're right. He does.
You could just stay up all night at home.
Nah, my sleep pattern is not going to change when I'm out there. When I go to the Canaries soon after you, I'm going to be doing the old 4:10 routine. Family goes to bed at midnight. I'll stay up for 4 hours just doing my own stuff. Reading, probably.
I promise you, there'll be no canaries left by the time you're ready to go. We are going to use it all up. We've got plans.
What does that mean?
You think I'm getting up early every day? I don't think so.
I'll set the alarm for 8:30.
You said relaxing. This is my holiday.
Sure we get breakfast. We're all inclusive. We've got to have all five meals.
Word. Okay, Get up. I forgot about breakfast. Oh, Jesus. You saved me there. I would have been heartbroken. I mean, I'd have had to go for all-inclusive lunch and dinner and no breakfast. It would have been... You also need to tell me if they limit you to 10 drinks a day. We had that discussion in it.
I know, but I don't... How am I going to find that out? I don't drink. And 10 drinks is plenty. You'll be fine, even if they do. You're there with your family. You don't need more than 10 drinks in a day.
I thought when you said you're there with your family, I was like, he's right, I can get the kids to use their allowance for my drinks. But that's not what you were going for, were you? You weren't thinking I could do 50 drinks while they drink water from a bottle.
No,
that
was not what I was thinking.
No. There's me thinking I could just bring an Evian bottle and fill it up from a tap and they could all just live off that while I just booze it up for 10 days. I'd be fine. They're not counting. Who's going to stop me? I'll just keep ordering.
Exactly. I can't imagine there's going to be a limit. That's not all inclusive. Sue them if they stop you from drinking.
I think it was a Spanish thing that I read that after lockdown, everyone had gone to Spain and they prepared for everyone turning up by saying, yeah, no, you can only have like 8 or 6 or whatever drinks. And people were just outraged and upset because they'd obviously paid for.
I can't imagine. Even when I used to drink, I would have never got near 6 drinks in a day when I was on holiday. Never. I just can't imagine it.
No, but you had a wife, that's why.
Yeah.
But I have you, do you not, I'm confused. Have you never day drank before?
No.
No.
It hits differently. Like... You don't ever get drunk. You live like just below the line.
But I don't you like drinking.
A 12-hour stretch where every drink you've had is alcoholic, but you never get drunk because it's just non-stop. Or at least you never sober up long enough to realise you're drunk. I wouldn't drive a car out there. But I get home from that and, I don't know, the next day I'm suddenly like, oh my God, when did I leave? When did I get back? Where am I? Who am I? What's going on?
And, why does my liver hurt?
Yeah. But it's a different vibe. You just have that buzzy glow for 10 days straight where you remember now and again, you probably need to have some cucumber because that's got water in it, isn't it?
You are ridiculous.
I feel like you're ridiculous.
You are ridiculous, man. You're certainly getting more of your money's worth out of an all-inclusive holiday than we are. I feel like we're paying everyone else's alcohol premium. And if they make me have local Coke when I'm not even drinking any alcohol, I will be furious. Give me Coca-Cola or we'll be having problems.
I'm looking forward to the banana liqueur, whatever it's called. Not liqueur, banana. It's liquor. It's probably the word I want. Like, basically banana equivalent of vodka. It's very good.
Good Lord. Oh my! So next week's podcast will be the last one me and Anna are on for a couple of weeks because then we're going on holiday. That's what we're getting at here. I can't remember where that all came from. So make your most of us. I've got holiday games starting to stack up on my desk, which this isn't me talking about games because they're still in the cellophane, but I've got Cult of the Lamb and Advanced Wars 1 and 2 are both sat on my desk ready to go, along with several games that I got ages ago. I've got like 8 Switch games that I need to pack. I don't know why I didn't just get them digitally.
It's just had a DLC upgrade, isn't it? So you might want to put that in before you go and update it all and make sure. I mean, you probably got Wi-Fi at the place to do all this, but, you know, it's worth getting that sorted so that you've got the full experience there. Did you watch the Nintendo update that came out the other day, the indie update?
No!
I watched it because, as you can imagine, every time there's an indie update, everyone thinks the new Hollow Knight game, Silk Song, is going to be there, and it wasn't. I watched an entire... half hour of announcements from Nintendo, only to find that nothing I was looking forward to was mentioned. But still, it looked good.
I've just scanned. Oh, Oxenfree 2. I'm scanning through the list now. I liked Oxenfree. Oxenfree was good. That's the only thing on there I recognise the name of, apart from Cult of the Lamb, which is also on there. Oh, and Shovel Knight, I think I'm familiar with.
They've done a sequel to My Time in Portia, that game I reviewed unimpressively a while back, one of these relaxing games, just sitting around. I didn't find it that fun, but they did. I was like, why are they making a sequel to this and not just adding to the other game? It seems odd. There's a lot of cat games on there, and a game called Brotato.
I'm in. I'll have some Brotato.
Appealing to you.
Hmm. Basically, anything with bro in the title appeals to me because I am a bro.
Rift of the Necro Dancer was the one I was trying to look for. I couldn't remember its name.
I think I have that or something with a similar name to that.
Crypt
that sounds
of the Necro
familiar.
Dancer, probably.
Probably, yeah. I don't think I've played it. I think it's just on my Switch.
It's just a musical game, rhythm game. Looks very cool.
I imagine one of you lot has talked about it at some point. I've downloaded it while we were recording and then never opened it. It looks familiar.
Yeah, that's quite a good update, I thought. I feel like, Nintendo are trying to sort of shovel out all these indie games and fill up for the... This is the time of year when all of them get played, isn't it? That's the logic.
I mean, they're literally about to release Zelda. So they probably don't need to get the indie games out right now. Switch owners are going to be fairly busy over the next few weeks.
I meant summer, not now. I meant holiday season was what I was going for. But no, fair enough. Zelda's coming up. I'm not going to touch that, am I? I haven't touched a Zelda game ever. They're not very good. Yeah.
I'm going to do what I normally do with Zelda games. I've pre-ordered it, and I'll play the first hour or so and not like it. So...
You're a fan.
I feel like I have to pay my Nintendo tax. I love the Switch, so I'll buy their little wizard game. Is he a wizard? What is he? Just a little Robin Hood game? Whatever he is.
More of a Robin Hood than a wizard,
little leprechaun guy.
I don't know.
Is he a leprechaun? Why is he so short? What's that about?
He's not.
He's not tall, is he?
He's about the standard height of every character in the game. I never knew what new ones he is, anyway.
I mean, I don't remember the hour I played on the most recent one. Oh, yes, I do. I kept hitting a water. I kept flying into a wall. Oh, God, yeah. Trying to leap across a river, climb up a cliff, kept falling off. Oh, it was horrible.
Do you reckon they'll have that silly weapons break thing that put me off getting it?
You clearly didn't watch the latest Direct before it, did you?
Of course. Well, I'm not going to watch a Zelda Direct, am I?
Well, yes, it is still in there.
That's a company that doesn't listen to anyone.
There's a fuse mechanic, and it basically lets you just stick things together.
Like on Skyrim? You can do that, or Fallout, it's one of them.
More akin to, well, no. You can attach things to weapons and make them obviously have different properties. The example in the showcase was like you could attach a boulder to a stick and then it becomes a hammer.
Minecraft. I see.
A little bit. But it also lets you create vehicles and then it's being compared to nuts and bolts, Banjo-Kazooie.
Can these vehicles scale the side of a cliff that I might get stuck at?
Yes, if they have propelled...
I am in. Obviously, there's Anna's going to be playing this, so I will peek over her shoulder and probably have a go.
There's also an ability where you can just transport yourself through ceilings. So, in theory, if you wanted to go up a cliffside and there was a cave at the bottom, you could just... And if as long as there's a ceiling above your head... You can transport through it and come out the top of it, so you wouldn't have to climb that mountain if, as long as there's a cave at the bottom of it.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is out in 2 weeks, is it? 3 weeks?
12th of May.
I think it comes out the day we fly back from Tenerife, so we're going to try and find it at Tenerife South Airport so that we can put it in Anna's Switch so she can play it on the flight home. That's the plan. Anna, is that the plan? You want a Spanish version?
Speaking
Anna there.
Spanish link.
I don't know. She's gone, isn't she?
I'm here. Making... Yes, I'm here. Sorry. The dog was making a noise and I went to see what he was doing.
Okay. I was just talking about how we were going to buy you a Spanish version of
yes,
Zelda.
Yes, we are. Yes. Yes, we are.
We're also going to see the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie in Spanish. We've timed this really well. Our desperation for it to be out of the country during the coronation means we're missing two other things that are things we'd like to be in the country for. It's all gone wrong.
When you're out there, it's worth checking out. So when I went with Ollie when he was younger, he got some Spanish Pokemon cards and they were different. They were pretty. They had they're always pretty, but they're in like a shiny box with fancy bits on them and stuff. Could be worth you checking out. I don't know.
Were they by the sea? Were they fake ones? Yeah, are these seaside Pokemon cards?
We're on an island.
You can get them
so...
in Hunstanton as well.
They're all by the sea, but I think they were legit. I know that someone got annoyed at school. He brought them in and one of the kids asked for one of them and then their parent thought that they'd traded for it. And it was like, no, he just gave them it out of the goodness of his heart. But if you're going to be a dick about it and complain that he gave him a Spanish one, like, balls to you. But it was just that he got them for like a couple of euros and they were, good. Yeah. They look good.
Spanish knockoff Pokemon cards. You're a monster.
I do not know.
What don't you know?
I don't. I thought you said I don't collect Pokemon cards.
That is true. I didn't, but that is true.
Sorry.
So as far as games go this week, I haven't played any at all other than we went to the National Space Center and I played at being an astronaut. That doesn't really count. So... I genuinely have nothing other than Football Manager. I'm kind of in that pre-holiday, got to get 2 weeks ahead on my videos before we go. So every waking hour, apart from when we're gallivanting at the Space Center, every waking hour is spent just recording Football Manager videos. I am now the Liverpool manager, so I have a lovely Liverpool shirt behind me in my office at the moment. So that's nice. And I've got to go to a Liverpool match, which they're expensive. Holy bleep. Liverpool matches are expensive to go to the point where I'm going to drag Sheepdog along to do Best Thing from Liverpool. I might just sit him in the hotel while I go to the football, though. Goodness me. I don't know if I can spend £500 on football tickets.
Fair enough. I don't mind having a little adventure around Liverpool on my own if you want to go watch it on your own. It's not the end of the world. Genuinely, I don't feel like you need to...
The reason I brought this up on the podcast was so that I got that on record, so that when he is in Liverpool and I've just, right, I'm off to the football now, and he has to go and sit in Costa and wait for me.
Honestly, no, I've not got a problem with that. I think if I was going to go to Anfield anyway, I was probably just going to have a wee in the foyer and smear some poop about, if as it were. So, yeah.
I'm going to be walking in with my Liverpool shirt on. It's going to be an experience.
Hmm. Who are they playing? Out of interest,
Aston Villa.
Oh, Aston Villa, yeah. No, yeah, I've got previous for going all... I've been all the way to Aston Villa, stood outside it and gone, oh, no, I'm not paying to see this lot play. And then all my mates have gone in there and I've gone for a walk. That was my mate Stag. So I'll just do that again. I'll just go all the way to the stadium and then leave.
Well, that's just about guaranteed Best Thing from Liverpool is happening then, because that's just saved me £250 in football tickets. They are so expensive. I don't understand it. How Liverpool tickets are so expensive.
It's because of that myth that they've got the greatest atmosphere in football.
Well, I'm going to find out if that myth is true or not. On the last day of the season when they've finished eighth. Let's see how good their atmosphere is then.
God.
Oh, goodness me. But yeah, literally nothing else other than Football Manager. So I'm just going to sit here and play with my Velcro now while you lot chat about games.
Velcro? I mean,
I've got a roll of Velcro boat. I'm playing with, yeah. I'm enjoying my Velcro.
I've done is play the games I talked about before, and I feel like a bit of a charlatan for that, but it's because Ollie's obsessing with this what's it called, the Terraria. I don't think I mentioned this last week, but he's a little git because we played it for... I mentioned about how he never told me you could blow stuff up with bombs and beat this thing because he didn't want me to get killed, but he randomly pointed out to me there's this mirror you carry around that you can mirror back to your home base whenever you need to for free, just no matter what. And I'd put mine away. I put mine away when we first loaded up. I emptied all my inventory into a box and then took the weapons I needed and carried on. And then it was just, there was a point where he was like, I was in the box. He went, you should get your mirror out. And I was like, what does it do? And he was like, he pressed it on his one and it just morphed him home. And I was like, you realize how many times I've died down in a tunnel because I didn't know the way back. And you're telling me I could have just morphed back, emptied all my stuff out, and then gone back to where we were. Yeah, he's been hiding a lot of facts from me. I need to read out and play this game, I think, rather than relying on a 10-year-old to tell me what I need to know. But we killed some more bosses. We played some more of that. He keeps telling me there's so much more stuff to do, and I'm sure there probably is, because people obsess over this game to the same sort of lengths they do Minecraft and games like it. But I'm sat there thinking, what more is there in this other than just more bosses to attack? I don't know. But he's enjoying it. He keeps telling me we've got to play over the weekend, so that's going to be probably a lot of my weekend gaming time is going to be spent on doing that. I haven't really touched any of the other games. I play Football Manager on stream, but I didn't stream all week. I've been knackered after going to Turin. I think I had a bug or something. I've just been completely laid up for the week. My game's nearly done. I've got maybe a week and a half left of the game jam now. We had to extend it because someone had some bad stuff happen that meant we had to extend. But our game's nearly finished and that is looking incredible. I can't wait to share that with people. The levels look so good and cool and the music sounds so great. And yeah, I'm just super excited that I've actually been involved in making a proper Metroidvania game that is legitimately a game. It's not like a short story that you read. It's a full-on or like my levels that were cobbled together. This is a legit game. Yeah, it's gamey. The only other things that I feel like are worth mentioning that I'm gonna try and skirt through under the radar without being told off for mentioning it, but if you are an avid Tapped Out player ever, they've just put God back in the game. God's not been in it for a few years. It costs 777 donuts to buy it, and it came back out this week, and that's a good thing if you're into it. And also in Pokemon, they've just added a new event for getting Shaymin, which is the mythical Pokemon. It was put in it last year for people who bought a ticket, so I already have two of them, I think. But everyone can get this one. It's in there as a proper task that you can go and do. So it's well worth going and doing it, because obviously you can normally only get one of them if it's free. So you want to be getting it if it's your free one. So load the game up. The professor will start talking to you. Then you've got something to do. They've got events coming up over the weekend and next week and so forth as well. They're doing some sort of environmentally friendly week in that. So even though I'm a bit anti-Niantic more than normal at the moment because they suck and they've doubled the price of raid passes and stuff like that. Yeah, the game's starting to pick up again. It's starting to come back up alive. It's that time of year where they're like, oh, it's summer. Everyone start playing it. And yeah, it means that there's a little bit more for old Sheepdog to do. But that has been pretty much my whole week, because I've been just focusing on finishing stuff and working on stuff and so on and so forth.
Well, I think you're going to have to do a very early advert, Pabby. We might be in for early. A short one this week. Yeah. Do an early advert.
Hold on.
And then what are you two talk about what you've been playing?
Hold on. I'm writing the advert timestamp, else I won't be able to find it. There's been loads of stuff this week. All sorts of stuff going on this week. Anna, what came out today? I've seen you've been playing. I know you've been playing it.
No, I haven't. I've only played it for like an hour. So today was Dead Island. Dead Island. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yes, Dead Island 2. There's so many games that begin with Dead. So Dead Island 2 came today. I got to play it from about 4 because I've been out to the space, apparently.
Yeah, we're in space.
No, my son thought we were going. He got in the car and he said, no rocket, no go to space. He thought he was going to space, bless him, which I thought was quite funny. So, yeah, I've been playing that at 4, but the rest of the week, like, I'll get on to, Darling, in a minute. I've spent a lot of time, like, a few evenings this week on Division 2. I don't know why. I just felt like going back to Washington and doing some of the... Because, like, I never really got that far. Like, I got to level 30, but I never really got into the story because I was always going in and, like, joining people's, like, raids. Because, like, every, like, main-ish mission, you'd go in with, like, 3 other players, which is fine. But, like, as you go through these levels, you pick up, like, voice notes and phones, and people would just miss them, or... Like, you would get a voice note and then someone would start another bit of the map and the voice memo would be cut short and you would never catch up what was going on. So I've been doing all of the missions on my own, just single player through them. And it's easy enough. Like, I've got guns that are good enough to get through them. I think the way Division works is the more that's in your party, the harder... the mobs are, but if you're on your own, then, like, you've got a fair chance, and I've not really had any problems, and unless they're, like, 2 or 3 levels above me, then I've had problems, but if I'm just staying within my area and within my level, like, one above or, like, whatever below, I'm finding it fine, and I'm enjoying it more because I can go and pick up the diaries and listen, like, just stand there and listen to them and understand what's going on, because, like, this came out, like, what, 2019, so it was before pandemic, that our pandemic happened, but they're talking about a pandemic that's happened, so it was like they were saying, oh, how do you shut down, like, America, and I was thinking, well, it happened, like, you were foreshadowing things that were happening, and I'm enjoying going through that and enjoying about, like, the green infection or I can't remember what it's called. I know it's green, the green virus.
It's the money virus, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And they were called, it was, they put it on notes, Black Friday happened, obviously transactions, yeah. And yeah, it spread, which is a cool concept. So like, why me and Kevin won't really have money anymore, because
yeah, that's exactly why.
it's just they can carry viruses. Like, I don't think Kevin's ever played Division 2, but yeah, that's the concept in that game. And yeah, I'm just happily going through it single player. I think now, I'm not sure if it is everyone, but I logged in and it says everyone now gets the New York expansion for free. So like, you go back to New York. I'm not sure.
I feel like it went free when the DLC after that came out. I want to say maybe.
Yeah, because there is another.
There's
another one. So you can get that for free. So like, I've dipped my toe into that a long time ago, and you're basically back in New York, back to where Division 1 was set. So like, I don't remember a lot of it, but you get like new weapons, like new whatever. But yeah, it's like, this people still playing, obviously. It's still alive and kicking. There's, I think it's like on season 11 of whatever season 11 is. They throw guns at you, or like, you've got the loot table. Obviously it's just guns, but there's like countless different ones and things. Mm-hmm. They have like different things. You've got armor, you've got like, you can customize your bag. I've got like a little teddy bear to hang off my bag, just running around. And yeah, I've good few evenings this week just on my own in Washington, just doing my thing. And I've had this like so much fun. Like I said before, when it came out, it was, you gotta play with other people, it is hard. But now I just wanna, and now I can just take on these mods by myself, and I understand the game more. Like, there'll be like control points as you go through the game, and back when it started, you could not take one of them on, they were hard. But now they have a function where you shoot a flare in the sky that will alert all the enemies, but you'll have a bunch of like people who are like your friends in the game, and not like real people, but like in the game, and yeah, they'll come over and they'll help you. And yeah, really enjoying it. It's now on PlayStation, and I want to say it's the middle tier, not entirely sure.
Oh, plus, yeah.
Yeah, but it is in there. So yeah, download it. Like, I've had like one issue with it where it's like 10 seconds, it stuttered. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it was like really, really mm-hmm. slow, literally 10 seconds, and it was fine. So I've been enjoying that. And then today, Dead Island 2 came out. It's been a game, it's been like 10 years in the making, I believe. This got teased like a decade ago, and you had the guy running down the beach, and there's like this chaos going behind him, and then Goat Simulator 3 made a parody of it like last year, I want to say, or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have it, and it literally is more of the same. There, like, I'm going through it, and I'll see like, oh, there's a car there with an alarm in it, don't go near the alarm, because I know it will start an alarm, because that's what happened in the first game. But it's more, Kevin, what was the word I was trying to say earlier?
Visceral.
Visceral, yes. There is lots of ick going on, like goriness. Like, I had a wrench, and there was like just some dead person on the floor. And like, if someone's on the floor that like a bit bloodied, I'll hit them because I know what they're like. They'll make out they're like dead, and then they'll get up, and then they'll come and bite you. So I hit this one in the back. Like, it was a bit bloody, but like, there was nothing missing. I hit him on the back, and then I could see ribs. I was like, "Ooh," but it's like, it's not like hyper real. It's just like comic real, and it's just like, oh, that's icky. Like the that actually like made that hole, and I was like, that's quite cool. Your skills are now so like I was going through, so I got these cards in here. I got some cards with my game, and they're all like shiny, and they get cards, not my cards I've got obviously here, but you find these cards in the game world, so like Pokemon cards, and you find them and they all have like different things. So like if you use this one to block, you'll get more health if you block at the right time, and you've got one like your kicks will kick them further. I also found a Pokemon card, but it had like a figure on it as well, and that's given me like an extra boosty boost, which I was like, that's one. But they're nice to look at. Like I like, because before it was just like, oh, spend a point here, spend a point there. At least now you've got something to look at, and they're quite arty, and I like things like that. Your upgrades now. So in the last game, you could upgrade pretty much anything. Like you'd find a stick, get some blades and some like tape, and you would make a stabby stick with blades. Obviously, this one, you can only make upgrades for anything that is green. Like, you know how you get like colors in games, like you get green, blue, orange, so like the color grading. So you get your gray ones, you can't upgrade your gray, but anything above the green, so like uncommon, blah blah blah, blah, you can upgrade them. So I found a green machete, and then I found some wires, and I found some bits and bobs, and now it has like electric, and like the electric is so much fun, because like you'll hit one, and if one is behind it, it will start chaining, and you just like chain all the zombies that are coming through this door, and they're all there just like fizzing, and it's quite fun. And then there's like in the world, there was like some water, no sorry, there was an electric wire. I turned the water on, obviously water and electric don't mix. I just stood behind there, let the zombies walk to me, and they just set themselves fizzy and on the floor. The same with fire. If you just stand the other side of a fire, they'll just come at you, because they have no like perception. They'll just walk. They want to eat you, so they don't care what's in front of them. They get fire, they get burnt, and then on the floor. So there's like lots of ways of killing the ones that want to eat you. So you're in Bel Air. You don't start in Bel Air. There's something going on. You have to get like buy a place on a plane. The plane's got an infected on it. It like bites someone. The pilot said something. Then you are shot down out of the sky. As you come down, you pick of what I think it's, I want to say six, but it might be five of these survivors, and you're like, all of them have different stats. So some of them aren't agile, some of them don't have toughness, some of them don't have like good health, but you'll obviously, when you go through the game, your perks will help with some of them bits. I've picked Carla. She's just like cool. She has like a bit of everything. I didn't want anyone that had like really bad health, because that doesn't work for me. I got with someone with like a bit of better health, but then everything's quite like the same, so just extra health. And you come down, you go through like the wreck, and the wreck, obviously you're in a plane wreck, it's burning and it's whatever. You go through, you meet some survivors, you get bit, and you're like, oh, well, no, the survivors run off because they're obviously zombies. You're like, I'm going to kill these, blah, blah, blah. You get bit, oh, no. And then you keep getting, like, these weird, like visions. Like, your screen goes all red. The people that ran off, they gave you an address. You went to that address, you get in there, you fall asleep, you wake up, you are completely fine, and you cannot be infected. you are immune to it. And you're like, well, if I'm immune, I'm going to help these people that let me have a big sleep. And I'm going to go and help them and go and find... I don't even know where I'm going because I got sidetracked by a man shouting at me. So I went and helped him. But I'm just... I'm literally, like, in the first hour and a half, because obviously, like, I had lunch and stuff, dinner, sorry. And, yeah, that is all I'm at. There's four sections of, like, different level ups. They obviously haven't told me what the other two do yet, so I'm like, oh, who knows what they can do. I'm sure there's, like, blueprints everywhere, because, like, weapons can have your electric or your fire or whatever, but they can also have like a perk on them. The perks aren't so like the perk will be like more attack, but your weapon is less durable. Because like in the last game, you would like get a wooden paddle. You would use it, and every time you use it, the durability would go down, and then you'd get it to like 5%, and it was like useless. This one doesn't show you the percentage. It just shows you, like, on a little, like, half circle that's going around. Like, there's a whole circle around the weapon, and then it slowly goes down as much as you use it. So, obviously, you've got to keep an eye on that. You have you can carry more weapons than you use. So, in the last game, you could only carry, I think it was, like, 8. This time you can carry the 8 on your weapon circle, and you can carry, another 8, so like 16, which is good. But you the 16 that you carry, back in the old game, you would just have to drop them. And obviously, if you want to pick up a new one, you have to drop them. This time you can break them down, which gives you resources. You obviously need resources to make your health kits if you need to, or your upgrades, or your perks. So you're getting resources from the ones you don't need, which is like, yes, please, thank you. There is mountains of stuff to find in the levels. There's like, you can't go into certain buildings until you find someone's certain key card. You have to find fuses, you have to find battery packs. It's just like, just fun. I did get a jump scare. One did come out of a bathroom, made me swear at the TV. I'm so glad there wasn't any little ears about, because that scared me to death. But it's just a silly fun game, and I'm happy that it's out, and I'm sure I'm gonna enjoy it over the weekend and the week coming. So yeah, and then next week we've got Star Wars, so happy for that. And then I obviously go on holiday, so I have lots to play when I get back. I also bought a Backbone for my phone, the PlayStation one. It's all right. You can play all your arcade games on it with buttons. Because we used to have one of these long time ago, and it was fine, but I didn't really use it. Obviously, we're going away. So I'm going to want to, because obviously, yes, it's a holiday, but I can't go like 10 days without gaming. I'd rather stay at home. So I have my Backbone. Now, I haven't worked out how to connect it to the PlayStation while I'm out. Like, I have remote play, but I'm not sure how. Like, I've got it working in the house, but I had to turn on my PlayStation. Now, I can't turn on my PlayStation if I'm not here. So I need to go out and take this with me and try and get it to work.
Could you control it with, if you have an Echo at home at all, could you use the Echo app to...
Well, no, because there is a remote PlayStation app, but I like, because I'm out, I haven't been anywhere with it, I haven't been able to use it. Like, I go on it and I'm like, right, connect, and it won't connect. So I think I need to come off this Wi-Fi to go and connect it to my data and see if that will wake it up. But I did put on Division, and then I turned the TV off and played it on my phone. It's fine. It's just small. So obviously I have a tiny phone. So it wasn't the best. But I have
an iPad you could use. Sorry.
Yeah, but you won't be able to clip this to it. That's too big. It's literally for phones. I could probably use Kevin's. Kevin has a big phone, but he won't like me because he likes to have his phone. But yeah, I've played like it can play. Hold on, let me go on it. Where is it? So like I'm on the home screen now, and I can play. So I've got remote play. I can play Xbox. I can play arcade. So like on here, it's like Horizon Forbidden West, new download. I've got PlayStation Esports, Death Stranding, Ratchet and Clank, Detroit. Like, I have all these PlayStation games, but like I tried to play Minecraft Legends. Does that sound right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried playing that and it didn't like it. It kept stuttering. But and then I played Shovel Knight on it, like I got on from arcade. And it's fine. I've playing Dead Cells for everybody else. But, yeah. From the arcade, plays fine. The Dead Ellis on Dead Cells, sorry, on the phone is not as, what's the word? It's not as, like, the graphics aren't the best, but it looks fine on my little phone, if you know what I mean. Like, it's playable. It looks exactly like I know it looks like. Like, I've only ever played Dead Ellis on my Switch when I was in London. Like, that's where I only play it on portable. So, yeah, it's a good little thing. Like, yeah, I'll try and use it for, like, on data, get off this Wi-Fi, and I go to the shop or saying at the shop and sit there, go on my data, and then see how it works like that. Because yeah, if I can play Dead Island 2 by leaving the disc in while I'm elsewhere, that to me is excellent. So yeah, I have one of these. Like, Kevin's like, why don't you get a Steam Deck? Because I couldn't get a Steam Deck that day, and This is licensed. This still got the whiteness and the PlayStation symbols on it. So, yeah, I have one of them. But that's been my week. And now I'm gonna have a drink because my mouth is dry. Over to you, Pab.
Me? It's me.
Yes, you. Yes.
I don't know why. I was expecting adverts. I don't know why. I was ready to write adverts then again, and I looked and went, oh, I've already done. What have I played? I've started the Horizon DLC, Burning Shores, where you are whisked off to Los Angeles and you are playing a whole new map. It's not the same size, let's be honest, it's not.
Thank God for that.
It's not. It's probably about a third of the map, that the actual main map. Just still sizable, still big. And you are tasked with, well, it's difficult to say what I'm doing because the game, I mean, everything about this DLC, it starts off and says, You need to have finished the main quest for this.
Fair
to
enough.
Play this DLC. It won't make any sense to you playing this at any other point. So you have to finish the main quest, and then you are given. Then Silence pops up and he's like, "Hey, I need you to come and look at this." So you go speak to him, and then you get like teleported off to a new area.
Fair dues.
And yeah, so far so good. Like I said, I played about 4 hours. It is more
of the same.
More of the same sort of thing. you do meet a lot of characters in the game that you kind. I said this last time. You do kind of get attached to these characters pretty quick because they are very well acted and very well
written.
Yeah, it's all very good. Very good characters and how they are in the game. But there's one that starts off, and you it's pretty much immediately in this DLC where you meet someone who is kind of doing what you're doing. Like, you go to deal with some robots, and then this other woman turns up and just starts beating the hell out of them all, and you're like, oh. Okay, we've met like a someone else who is my equal sort of thing. So that's interesting to have, like, because then you end up doing, like, well, initially you do court missions with her, and then you do you like tag teaming enemies and stuff like that. It's quite fun. It's quite fun doing that. There's not, like I said, there's not a ton of stuff I can say without specifically spoiling stuff as to what you are doing there and certain
That's
things that are going
with DLC,
on.
DLC, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's not easy. I feel like this was the same in the, is it the Frozen Wilds DLC the first Horizon? It is not messing about. It goes, okay, you've played this game for this many hours. You've done the story. We're gonna throw it to you now. And like, I'm doing like level 39 quests.
Wow.
And I'm level 53, and it still uses all of my meds to get through them, through fights, and it's not messing about. And I don't know if that's just because I've not played it in a while, and I'm not up to scratch with all my weapons and all the abilities and all that sort of thing. And it could be that, but then. I always felt like that game is kind of relentless. Sometimes it can be difficult in place, especially when you get barraged by like four or five robots all at once. It's just insane. But there are new. There's all new weapons, new outfits, new dyes, new face paints, new all the different things that you can customize your character with. The level cap is now, level cap was 50. I don't know what it is now, but I'm now level 53. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
But anyway, but there is a new level cap. There's new surge abilities in the skill trees as well. So there's new skills to put into
the. Oh, gosh, okay.
So there's like, you had like five sets of skill trees, didn't you, for each different type of thing. And then it would like branch down the screen, wouldn't it? There's like an extra, chunk at the bottom now of each one, so there's like a new surge ability which you can select, and then two or three abilities around each one of them as well. So there's a lot of new stuff gone into it. And
this is only on the PlayStation 5, isn't it?
Only on the PlayStation 5, yes. Yep. I found this last time, it loads insanely fast.
Yeah,
it's insanely quick. It's like it's fast travel, it's like. Goes off, and I sat there for a few seconds, not realizing that this is continuing in the bottom corner. It had already done it, and I didn't realize it had already loaded, and it was ready to go. It was just like not bothering. I didn't even realize it. It is very quick. So yes, it is very good. The story is like continuing the story of the Forbidden West story, but it there's a reason you're doing what you're doing in this based on the end of the game.
Fair enough.
So it's well worth getting to the end and playing it because it does kind of, similar to the previous game, it does kind of cliffhanger you a little bit.
As he always do, yes.
Yes, so you're getting back to that. And it has been fun. I've enjoyed doing that and getting back into the game because for me, I feel like it was probably my favourite game last year. Probably. Thinking about it. Probably. Oh, no, I didn't get a minute. No, Elden Ring came out last year. No, don't be silly. But it's up there. It's up there. It's the best PlayStation game that I played last year.
What, even with God of War?
Yeah, God of War wasn't as good.
Oh, I loved God of War.
God of War wasn't as good as the first one, though. And it definitely didn't feel like as good as the first one. Whereas
I enjoyed it immensely.
I enjoyed it, but Horizon, just for me, I don't know, it's just because I spent so much time in that world and getting the platinum in it, you kind of just, you're in it, and I don't know. Yeah, I feel I could get lost in that world more than I did in God of War. But yeah, well, I'll continue playing that. I don't know how long it is. I genuinely don't. I did just find myself wandering around earlier on, just looking. There's a certain like stone or mineral that you need to use to get to be able to craft certain gear, and it is. I feel like I've got 4 of 8 that I require to get a new set of armor, and I was like, I'm just gonna wander around the island for a bit, and then I was just ended up fighting some big giant snake robot fella. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Snakes. I remember one of these from the last game. I remember this from the last one. It was a pain in the ass, and yeah,
yes they are.
They're a nuisance. But yeah, I do enjoy that game. It's it is very good, and like I say, it is only on PlayStation 5, but
yeah,
it is good. It is very, very good. The other thing I have played,
that sounded ominous.
I've been playing a Persona game. I have been playing Persona Q2.
Oh.
On the 3DS.
What was that noise, Kevin?
I mean, what a waste.
Have you played these games?
Yeah, they're not very good.
I've enjoyed what I played. I don't know what the other ones play like. So, for me, they seem pretty much the same. Is it just me imagining that? Is it they do seem pretty much the same game?
I wouldn't know. I haven't played them.
It's well, the combat.
They
is
don't
the same.
Have any. Yeah, they don't have any of the relationship building, dating sim stuff, which is the most important part.
No, it's much more dungeon. It's just a dungeon crawl.
It's all the most boring bits of Persona with none of the good stuff.
This is the thing. I don't know. I've only played like the first hour or so of Persona ever. So.
Well, then you've never experienced the combat before.
So I I've seen the combat. Like, that's about it, though. I've seen bits of combat. It's turn-based combat with, like, you pick all the abilities and stuff. But what I liked doing was it sends you into a dungeon, and then you have to, like, draw the map out on the bottom screen, which I found strange. I was like, okay, you kind of just get thrown into a world, and then you kind of shuffle your way around it. And then as you're doing it, you're kind of filling in a blank map, and then you have to draw it, like with the stylus. And then you put in like treasure chests or shortcuts. You get little, like pretty much stamps that you can just stamp on the map that you can go, okay, there's a shortcut here. And then, yeah, I found myself more intrigued with like finding what's out on the map, and then you'd occasionally battle things. But it is very much is a Persona game. I know it's not to Kev's taste, but it is, from what I heard, it is very well regarded as a 3DS game. But I did find myself playing it, thinking, why don't you just play Persona 5 on the Steam Deck?
Excellent question you've asked yourself there.
It's just the fact that I've played it for multiple evenings this week, and I've still got 55% battery on my 3DS. That's probably why. The battery life on a 3DS seems to be insane. But yeah, I enjoyed what I played. Like I say, it did make me want to play actual Persona, which I might do again at some point. I need to get to hour 2. I'd like to do that at some point. Maybe this year is the year.
Five is good. I do enjoy 5.
Yeah, I like 5. I've played more 4 than I have 5. And I mean, that's saying that, that's not much. I mean, I've probably played about 3 or 4 hours of 4. And then the opening hour of 5. But yeah, it's not. I didn't hate what I played of Persona Q2. So it's called Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth. And it's all movie.
I think
based.
I got a review copy of this years ago.
Came out in 2019.
Yeah, I'm sure I got a review. This might be the last review copy of anything I got, apart from Football Manager, obviously.
Yeah, I don't hate it. It seemed like everything's very, very much like cinema based. Your like kind of hub is like a cinema, and then you go into the screen and you go into a different like world, and then you you map that one out and you come out and then you go to a different one and so on and so forth. And I enjoyed it. I didn't hate what I was doing. I enjoyed all, like the camaraderie and the, I don't want to say banter, but you know what I mean. When it, you know, the chit chat between.
You love a bit of banter. You're sort of banter-saurus.
I hate saying that word. Ugh. But you know what I mean. The dialogue between all the characters and all the chit chat between them, and then yeah, it's just a nice nifty little game on the 3DS. And I've like I said,
nifty
I've been having a bit
banter.
Exactly. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about the.
They're going to put that on the poster if they ever make a new poster for this 5-year-old game. Nifty banter. Pab off 5 years. Mature Gamer Podcast. Oh. Getting on for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, other than that, that would probably be about it. Fortnite continues to be Fortnite. Nothing new this week, I don't think, in Fortnite. I can think of.
Well, you know what, Pab? It's fine to leave it there. You don't have to bring Fortnite
I think we can leave it there. There's nothing else to say.
Magic. Well, in that case, if people do want to discuss Fortnite with Pab, they can do that on the internet somewhere. They'll be able to find him in a minute. But in the meantime, if you want to follow the show, you can do that at MGUK Podcast. You can follow me at Lelujo.
You can follow me at RB6K.
I'm Miss Lelujo.
And out Pab 1986.
And we'll see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Toodle pip.
Thanks, Lister folks.